With the 2016 budget crashing into the news yesterday, a quiet change took place in the contractor community. The Tech America Foundation became part of the Professional Services Council. The council got Tech America from the trade group CompTIA, which had acquired the foundation just last May. Although the name will change, you can still count on the annual events you might have come to expect each year. These include the Vision Forecast and Conference, CIO Survey, and some others. Alan Chabotkin is Executive Vice President and Counsel at the Professional Services Council. He joins me now with details of that acquisition. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so this you had to have this happen during the budget breaking, and so maybe it kind of slipped under the radar, but not to us. What caused the council to want Tech America?
Well, nothing slips under your radar, and that's appreciate that. Timing is everything, and so this was a unique opportunity that was presented to Professional Services Council. And over a year ago, we had planned out a strategy with our board of directors and the membership to expand our offerings in the commercial and the technology marketplace and the service to the members. And we had always had our eye on the work that Tech America and CompTIA were doing, and so when we were presented with this, this fit perfectly into our sweet spot. As you said in the opening, the Vision Forecast and Conference and annual CIO surveys are signature events, and it was just a great opportunity for us to be able to take those on and continue to grow them for our members.
Now, what happened to the old ITAA when it became Tech America? That seems to be when it started running into some, I guess, corporate or business type of troubles.
Well, you and I go back in this town a long time, and the integration, Tech America actually integrated several prior organizations, including the old Information Technology Association of America. I didn't follow them that closely. I had enough to do to keep my attention on what we were doing at the Professional Services Council. But there were clearly some challenges, both from a membership and an operations standpoint, that allowed or encouraged Tech America to seek other partners. And that's what CompTIA did last May. Acquired all of the Tech America activities, including the foundation and its programs. And as CompTIA said in their statement associated with this, they were going in a different direction, a different strategic direction, and looked around for an organization that had a great reputation in town and approached us about taking over the foundation and the core programs.
I guess they're going more toward the state and local work in IT, and this way you'll be the main federal piece here.
That's our understanding, yes.
All right, so you know what? It's probably a good idea to give an overview of what Professional Services Council does. Your members are all professional services companies serving federal government. What do you do with all those members?
We try to satisfy them on a daily basis. So our members are among the leading companies that provide a whole range of services, professional services to the federal government, from information technology to logistics to engineering support. And so we have five major councils that provide a focal point for both advocacy, education, and exchange with the government. The tagline I use is the advocate, educate, and facilitate. And so for our members, as a classic trade association, we provide a variety of means for our members to understand the marketplace, engage with agencies on it, and learn where the policies and processes of the government are going.
And so I wanted to ask about some of the events and products that were coming out from Tech America that will still come out, in particular the Vision Forecast. I think that the methodology of that is widely seen in the community as being something pretty valuable for the information that people get on what the government is going to be doing.
And we share that, which is why it was so attractive to us as an opportunity. We have always had a market focus in trying to provide information to our members about what's transpiring in the marketplace. In the years prior, we've had an annual Market View conference, but it certainly wasn't to the depth and breadth of the work that the Vision Forecast and Conference did. So this is an opportunity for us to really take our market view on steroids and run it across the federal agencies. It'll also give us a added benefit to our members, greater insight into the spending patterns of the federal agencies. When coupled with the CIO survey, and we're really going to add a depth of insight, as you know, and your listeners know, PSC has every other year done a survey of acquisition professionals. We just released our 2014 survey 3 weeks ago. So now we're going to be able to survey both the acquisition side and the CIO communities. The combination of those, not necessarily combining the surveys, but the combination of touching those two key federal markets gives us enormous insight into the federal market. I think it'll be an added benefit for our members and the industry.
We're speaking with Alan Chabotkin. He's Executive Vice President and Counsel at the Professional Services Council. And what about the Tech America staff? How many people are you ingesting today for this? Well, not you personally, but I mean the organization.
Well, you know what I look like, so ingesting may not be a bad phrase, but we don't know. We've made some offers to some of the core staff. They're still evaluating those, and so I don't have an answer to how many staff yet because none have accepted our offer yet. And so those offers were only made recently, so it's not a reflection on anything other than this came about suddenly. Obviously, the conversations that we were having were very confidential, and only a very limited number of people were aware of the ongoing activity. And so it's not a surprise that we don't have an answer from some of those employees, the CompTIA employees, yet. But we're confident we will because we're continuing to continue on with the core programs that they have and key staff who have been supporting them.
And I wanted to ask you about the bigger question of professional services, because there has been an IT orientation to the Professional Services Council and to Tech America Foundation and some of the others. But as you mentioned earlier, there's also engineering and construction and all kinds of consulting and so on that are also professional services that the government spending is increasing on. So do you anticipate an expansion of the IT focus to maybe to other areas of professional services going forward?
Well, what we've seen in the marketplace is a real convergence taking place both on government side and on the industry side, even in the engineering services, even in the base operations and maintenance. More and more of that is involving technologies. More and more of it is networking. And so this convergence of technology and services is not unique. It's growing rapidly. It's the way the agencies are now coming to market to the contractor community. So we saw that as a natural melding anyway. It's why part of our strategy over a year ago was to expand into that activity. As you know, we were very fortunate to be able to bring Dave Winogren onto our staff as Senior Vice President for Technology almost 8 months ago now. So we had been moving in that direction, and this technology, Tech America Foundation is really a complement to our existing strategy. It's not a brand new ad at all. It accelerates our opportunity to provide services to that marketplace.
Because if you go back into dim prehistoric history, I mean, the original Brooks Act did not apply to IT originally, but first to architectural services. So the government has kind of a history of unifying the way it buys different services in history, and it seems like that's the way things are converging now.
Very much so. And as you've reported extensively on the marketplace and how the agencies are approaching that, we're seeing a rapid evolution of both the acquisition policy and technology policy coming together in new and very exciting ways. I'm excited to watch it, and I'm excited to see how we can take advantage of these new opportunities to share that information with our members in the industry.
Alan Chabotkin is Executive Vice President and Counsel at the Professional Services Council, which has just acquired Tech America Foundation. Alan, as always, thanks for being on.
It's my pleasure, Tom. Thank you.